Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's time for our pre-opening commodity market report on AM 580. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that new U.S. housing starts and permits unexpectedly fell to record lows in April. Housing starts fell 12.8% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 458,000 units, the lowest on records dating back to January of 1959. Compared to the same period last year, housing starts tumbled 54.2%. New building permits, which give a sense of future home construction, dropped 3.3%, the lowest since records started in January of 1960. Hamburg-based Oil World today says Argentina's 2009 soybean crop will fall to around 33 million metric tons from 46.7 million tons last year, and it expects Brazil's to fall to 57.62 million tons from 60.02 million tons a year ago. Argentina's March 2009, February 2010 soybean exports are forecast to fall to only 4.70 million tons. After the closing bell yesterday afternoon, NAS issued its crop progress reports for the week ending May 17th. For corn, it looks like we're 62% planted, compared with 48% last week and 85% the five-year rolling average. Illinois, the furthest behind, Illinois is 20% planted, compared with 10% a week ago and 92% as the five-year rolling average. In soybeans, the nation is 25% planted, compared with 14% a week ago and the five-year rolling average of 44%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 84.76 is down 31 points. The NASDAQ, 17.26, down 5.71. And the S&P 500 at 9.07 is down just a couple ticks over 2.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Well, Monday was dry across a good chunk of the Midwest with warm temperatures beginning to move eastward. High temperatures in the 80s and lower 90s occurred across Nebraska and South Dakota. That accelerated drying rates and further depleted the region's limited soil moisture. So believe it or not, they are actually dry across the western corn belt. The forecast has not changed much since yesterday. Areas from Kansas and Missouri will be mostly dry until probably Friday or Saturday, while the eastern corn belt experiences net drying conditions into Saturday and maybe even longer. Many areas in the lower Midwest will firm up enough for field work to resume probably around Thursday this week. And I think over in the long-term trend for the end of the month towards the beginning part of June, looks like temperatures will be a little bit above average and precipitation a little bit below average, which is good news. We need the dry and warm weather to dry things out and allow farmers back in the fields. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, conditions for field work will continue to improve during the next couple of days through the Delta and much of the Southeast before moisture from a tropical disturbance moves westward across the region later this week into next week. Shower activity will increase Thursday through Saturday, although some northern areas of the Delta and Southeast will remain dry. Shower activity will increase again Sunday through the middle part of next week, and all areas of the Delta and Southeastern states will be impacted. In Canada, an important rain and snow event will occur today across the prairie through Wednesday. The storm will produce last significant precipitation potential for a while and will most likely influence the region from east central Alberta into northern Saskatchewan, canola, and minor wheat production region. Southern parts of the prairie will not receive much significant moisture, leaving the region in a drying trend. Some of the precipitation potential has been removed overnight, and the greatest precipitation has been shifted a little further to the north. Bottom line is today's prairie will still need significant precipitation despite the short-term boost in soil moisture, likely in some of the driest areas of the northwestern prairie today and Wednesday. In the U.S. hard red wheat belt, the biggest change in the forecast noted this morning was increasing showers and thunderstorms for the second week of the outlook. Too much rain at this time of the year in Oklahoma and Texas could lead some grain quality issues, slower crop maturation, and delayed start to harvesting. Rain in Nebraska, Colorado, and Kansas will be mostly beneficial to winter crops as they approach and enter reproduction. Rain will be the greatest in the northwest and west central crop areas Thursday into Sunday, and most other areas Monday through Wednesday of next week. A few areas may be a little too wet, but that will mostly be in the southern areas where crops are more mature. In the U.S. spring wheat, no significant rain fell in the spring wheat areas Monday. A few showers were developing in a small part of the region this morning, but resulting rain will not be very great. Precipitation throughout the coming 10 days will not be very great. Field work should advance swiftly in the absence of significant rainfall. Rain may increase as the month draws to a close, and a boost at the time would prove timely and supportive for emergence and crop development. Temperatures will be warm today with highs in the 70s and 80s in western and southern crop areas and the 60s across the far northeast. And a few 90-degree extremes may occur in South Dakota. Cooling will advance from west to east across the northern plains Wednesday and Thursday. High temperatures will cool back to the 50s and 60s, followed by lows in the 30s and 40s. Frost and a few freezes may occur Thursday and Friday morning in the northernmost part of the production region. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Oltoff.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 642 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. Last trade up a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 589 and a quarter, down 2 1/4. Last trade up 3 1/2. September, 614, down 2 1/4. Last trade up 4 1/2. July corn opened at 421 and a quarter, down a quarter. Last trade up 4 3/4. September, 430, down 3/4. Last trade up 4 3/4. December, 442, unchanged. Last trade up 5 1/2. July beans opened at 1146, down a half. Last trade up 14 and a quarter. September, 10.34 3/4, down 2 1/4, last trade up 13 1/4. November, 9.86, down 1, last trade up 10 1/2. July soybean meal opened at 3.66.20, down 10, last trade up 4.90. July soybean oil opened at 38.15, down 1, last trade up 36. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we take a look at NASA's numbers, and for the five-year rolling average against that, Illinois is down 72%, Indiana down 59%, Ohio's down 43%. But maybe more important is that May 20th date and getting the crop in the ground. And if you look at that, can we say with confidence now that in those states, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, that we will not have a yield above trend line for this growing season?
Well, that you would think that that would be a fairly safe statement. If we had good weather like last year, maybe we will, but you have to have excellent weather the rest of the year or we won't have. So the chances are it will be below trend line.
So when do traders begin to factor that in?
I think they already have. USDA in their last lowered corn production 1 1/2 bushel, and I think in the next one they'll probably lower it again in yield per acre.
So what do you think about the corn action overnight? It looked technically strong.
Yeah, we looked very strong. We have to take out last week's high at 55.5. If we take that out, people are looking then up to the 66-71 area. 71 was the January high. And if we can't take that out, we'll be looking at, well, did we get it planted this week? And then we're back to okay.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. We saw a number from Informa this morning that put ending stocks for this year around 70 million metric tons.
Right, and that's a very, very low number. Most people were at the 120, 140 area. That is a number that you'll have. We just can't have. So if people do believe that number, we're going to see beans skyrocket yet in the old crop. Lots of people think they'll go to 12, 1250 now. If we have those kind of numbers, they'll need to go even higher. But it's basically South American crop was not as good, plus Argentina not exporting. So the world is still coming here to buy beans, which normally they've switched totally to South America, and that has made the bean complex and old crop lots tighter.
How does the three-day weekend upcoming play into traders' mindsets?
They don't want to be left out before next week. For right now, as we get closer to the weekend, they might decide they don't want to be still in. So you'll have all kinds of people getting in early now because they don't want left behind. And then as we get close to the weekend, you'll have people deciding, well, they don't want to have the liability, so they'll be getting out.
Very quickly, the calls?
Calls are 10 to 15 higher on beans and 4 to 6 higher on corn.
And a wheat call?
A wheat call, 4 to 6 higher, worried about the wheat crop here. Even though the world has enough wheat, we still have not as good a crop here, and this wet eastern corn belt isn't good for the soft wheat. It doesn't like wet feet.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.